These colors could be changed by a persona TMS thought patterns, so if you were excited there was no way to keep it a secret as the rumor TMS colors would dance about right through the color spectrum. When a person was in meditation, the light level would drop and only the softer tones would come through. The central space of this room upon the second level was circular and used as a general purpose area, including for meditation. Bedrooms as such had been made totally redundant, with meditation having entirely taken the place of sleep. These meditative states would last for an hour or two each day. The transport, like most other items that were not made from natural products or grown, the car appeared to be made from a plastic-like material. Even here, there is room but doubt in my mind as to whether this plastic was indeed a synthetic product of some natural substance, the like of which we do not have on Earth. The reason for this doubt shall soon become apparent to you. The top half was transparent but heavily tinted. The bottom, opaque and grayish brown. I guess you could say it was even vaguely pyramidal in shape, but it had a squashed and stretched out look compared to a conventional pyramid. There were no wheels, and it sat a few inches above the ground, even though it was not yet in motion. If you could imagine a stealth fighter cockpit without wings, you would not be far off the mark. "How does this thing work?" I asked. "Part mind power, part magnetic repulsion," I was told. I decided perhaps I would not EMT ask too much more about it RTMS internal parts. "Well, how can I drive it then?" was going to be my next question. But before I could even ask she responded. "You guide, EATMLL provide the power," she said, sliding back the top section. "Like this." She was reaching over and moving a slider from side to side. "That is the manual way of doing it." "I don't yet EMT think you'd be quite up to doing that pipe," you thought yet Alec. "I doubt it," I was thinking to myself without sending the thought to her. Yes, I had at least learned to keep some thoughts to myself. "Looks easy enough," I said confidently as I got into the car. "Just set the slider. That a TMS right. Straight ahead is in the middle, sliding it to the right side will turn us right at the next available intersection. Don't you TMT worry," she emphasized, "it won't a TMT turn until the road guides let it. Then it will reset to the middle, awaiting the next instruction. EATMLL navigate," she said. I was hesitant. "Come on later TMS go," she added impatiently, "and do not forget your extra eye protection." These glasses or goggles were an event in themselves. The only way to describe how they were attached is to say they simply stuck to your face of suit, covering material without any other support. There was some sort of interaction of materials, as far as I could tell. The car TMS guidance system had me puzzled. As the vehicle did not actually touch the ground, how did it know when to turn? It was suspended above the road by a form of magnetic repulsion, the details of which I did not get into but which did the TMT seem all that complex. EATMM sure it could be reproduced here on Earth without too much trouble. In some way, the vehicle would have to set up an electromagnetic field, or charge some particles and not others, in order to find its way around corners and so on without being instructed to do so. Speculations on future technology. My objectives in writing this book was to give a factual report on an actual incident. While I have tried to keep any speculation on my part to a minimum, if I have included any it was not my intention. Wherever possible, I have tried to remain neutral, at least as far as the off-planet segments are concerned. However, my demise at the hands of terrestrial authorities has made it difficult for me to remain neutral in that area. Perhaps you will forgive me this transgression. What EATMD like to do here is unleash upon you some personal speculation, albeit based on fact, as to how some of what you have just read might be more easily understood in the world of terrestrial reality. The year 1947, coincidentally, the same year as the now infamous Roswell saucer retrieval incident, heralded one of the biggest single technological breakthroughs of this century when, on the 23rd of December at the Bell Laboratories, inventors John Bardeen, Walter Brattain and William Shockley unveiled the first point contact transistors. Shockley followed up a year or so later with his junction transistor development. This amazing new technology amplified electrical signals by passing them through a solid semiconductor material, basically the same operation performed by present-day junction transistors. What resulted from this invention has been little short of miraculous, even out of this world, dare I say. Following on from here, we end up deep within the next subject. Most substances can exist in three different states, solid, liquid and gaseous. Temperatures and pressures determine which state is adopted. The solid state is usually crystalline. Differences between the three fundamental states are often depicted by simple diagrams in which atoms are represented by circles. Usually these circles are clustered together in a roughly spherical layout, at least with the solid and liquid states. However, when the atoms are replaced by molecules that are elongated in one direction, a peculiar intermediate state of matter arises, the liquid crystal. We must therefore conclude that there are more than just three states of matter. Another viewpoint of the transport that Alec used. Another related subject concerns a group of organic superconductors known as Bechuard salts, discovered in 1985. I mention them here because they have interesting characteristics in relation to UFO sightings. If light is shone at the crystal but is polarized parallel to the conducting direction, it is reflected, this giving the crystal a characteristic metallic cluster. Polarization in the transverse direction produces a dull gray appearance. If the power supply is turned off, the material disappears from sight. How about that? Conclusion: just because something looks like a TTMS made of metallic substance, this does not necessarily mean that it is. Since 1989, I have had two-thirds of a jigsaw puzzle in my head. I knew that my aliens at TM craft could have changed shape on command and that these craft were in fact living entities in their own right. I knew that some form of crystalline technology, possibly using a pulsed resonance or vibrational frequency along with temperature variations, was being used to go interdimensional. What I did not know or understand was how all this could be put together, but since the white powder gold article appeared in Nexus magazine, I may possibly have found the missing link. Insert picture. This is a drawing made by Alec upon his return to Earth. It was of a generator that he saw, and this is his depiction of it. Closure. Upon Alec at TMS return to this planet, it was obvious from the start that some governmental agency knew about his off-world experience, and wanted to get as much information out of him as humanly possible. Two New Zealand scientists visited him wanting to know rather a lot of information about things they should never have even known about. It soon became apparent that these two gentlemen were not DSA, Department of Scientific and Industrial Research, at all. The harassment continued and intensified, with his flat being broken into several times, even though Alec continually changed address at TMS to try and shake these people off his trail. Their demeanor was always threatening, and when Alec refused point blank to cooperate with these individuals, they really started to play hardball. As I stated at the beginning of this review of Alec's TMS experience, there it is not possible to do this story justice in just a couple of pages. The entire experience is one that will utterly amaze you. From start to finish, it is one of the best documented and illustrated abduction experiences that I have ever read. During Alec's TMS experience, he had access to ancient records of Earth TMS history, which in itself spins a story that will put a lot more of the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle together on how this planet evolved. This is a book that everyone should read, and I urge all of you to get Alec's TMS book Co. Evolution, and read this amazing and fascinating experience for yourself. I assure you, you will not be disappointed. I have absolutely no financial interests or ties to Alec TMS book. I just truly believe that this is a book that everyone interested in informing themselves on what is happening right now to this planet, must read this book. I do not know what I may appear to the world, but to myself I seem to have been only a boy playing on the seashore and diverting myself in now and then, finding a smoother pebble or a prettier shell than ordinary, whilst the great ocean of truth lay all undiscovered before me. Sir Isaac Newton, This inserted article on Alec was copied from Karen Lister website. End, but more online. For example, interviews with him.